In dealing with landslides, it is important to use a classification that distinguishes between characteristics that are relevant to the intended end use of the study. The classification should use clearly defined and internationally understood terms. The Working Party on the World Landslide List, 1990, has made an attempt to standardize this technical term and defines a landslide simply as the movement of a mass of rock, earth, or remains down a slope. A more comprehensive definition, which helps to distinguish landslides from the other similar processes, is the downward or outward movement of a mass of slope-forming material under the influence of gravity, occurring on distinct boundaries, and taking place initially without the aid of water as a transportational agent. As this second definition indicates, landslides are more than just a simple downslope movement of material. The three most widely used classifications involving landslides, Sharp 1938, Varnes 1958, 1978, Hutchinson 1988, separate mass movements, Fairbridge 1968, into two categories: subsidence, which is the vertical sinking of material, and those movements that occur on slopes. These slope movements are then usually divided first into landslides, as defined above, and second into the slower, more widespread and ill-defined movements such as creep, sinking and spring. Of all the types of slope movement, it is landslides that have the potential to undergo rapid movement, making them a potentially dangerous form of natural hazard. In order to choose the most appropriate method of reducing risk from the landslides, whether prevention, control, avoidance or compensation for loss, it is important to know something about the range of factors that lead to slope failure and how they operate.